Good day. This is Health on the Hill. I'm Jackie Judd. Congress has put its calendar on hold because of the shooting rampage in Arizona, and that includes a delay in the vote to repeal the health care overhaul law. To bring us up to date, Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent for Kaiser Health News. Welcome, Mary Agnes.
Thank you.
At this moment, is there any sense of when the vote will be rescheduled by the Republican leadership?
No, there's nothing official. The Republican leadership has been very eager to have this vote. They might have it before the State of the Union, which is typically near the end of January, but nothing has been said.
Part of the renewed debate over the law is what would it cost if it is repealed? The Congressional Budget Office, which always will estimate what a piece of legislation would cost, puts it at $230 billion over a decade, what it would add to the deficit. How did it reach that conclusion?
Well, every law has revenue-raising provisions and spending provisions. And there are revenue raisers in the health law. There are new taxes. There are new fees on different sectors. There is certainly Medicare changes that would reduce the growth in Medicare spending. And so CBO said if you get rid of all those, you'll add to the deficit, the $230 billion.
And the Republicans say that's nonsense. They have come out with their own report saying that the law would in fact add $700 billion in a decade to the deficit. How did they reach their conclusion, and why do they disagree so strongly with the CBO, which is a nonpartisan organization?
Well, it's all about your assumptions and your modeling. Republicans feel that many more jobs will be reduced than CBO has said. They think that employers will feel a lot of economic uncertainty and will not only cut current jobs, but they won't add jobs. They have a lot of doubt that some of the Medicare changes in the bill will actually happen. And they criticize a calculation by CBO, which Republicans say double counts savings in the Medicare program to not only reduce the deficit, but also extend the Medicare trust fund. So they really take issue with that finding.
And last week, the White House jumped into this debate with a statement that said affirmatively, if this repeal passes both the House and the Senate, of course, being very doubtful, no doubt the president would veto it. But he also used the CBO figures as a reason to not do this. What did the White House say?
I think what the White House was saying that if you repeal this law, you're going to repeal a lot of protections that consumers think are very important, keeping your child on your health insurance policy till age 26, or banning a practice of rescissions known as canceling your health insurance once you get sick unless you've committed outright fraud. Now, they also look at the CBO number to say, as you noted, the Congressional Budget Office is the official scorekeeper. The Congressional Budget Office says the health law will reduce the deficit. And I think the president wanted to make that point to the public.
At this point, Mary Agnes, do you feel like anyone's minds are going to be changed on Capitol Hill, or is every position firmly in place?
I think the battle lines have been clearly drawn. You have people that oppose the law and they're vigorously fighting for repeal. You have President Obama and many Democrats that support the law and want it to be implemented further. And I think no one's changing their minds.
And they will choose to accept the set of figures that helps build their case.
Use the numbers that build your case and go forward.
Okay. Thank you very much. We'll check back with you next week.
Thank you.